How does I become king of Egypt? The answer is in a finger ring, which was found by an Egyptologist in the 1930s named Newberry. And on the finger ring is a double cartouche, two ovals showing the names of Ankhesenamun, the widow of Tutankhamun, and I. They've been married. Newberry recognized that this means that I, a commoner, has married Tutankhamun's widow. Right? Now, think about what the chronology must have been. She's writing to the Hittite king, and I is painting himself on the tomb simultaneously as the next king. Right? Now, what happens to Ankhesenamun? She was afraid. She might have realized that Tutankhamun was murdered. Blow to the back of the head, perhaps. What happens to her? The answer is she disappears from history. The last thing we ever hear about Ankhesenamun is this finger ring. She has married Ai, Ai becomes king, and Ankhesenamun disappears from history. We don't even have her tomb. One of the things that Newberry wondered, and I wondered, is what about Ai's tomb? Is Ankhesenamun shown in Ai's tomb? She's the queen who makes him king. She is the Hemetweret, the great wife. Is she shown there? Well, Newberry wrote to Carter and said, Carter, go to Ai's tomb and see if her cartouche is there. See if Ankhesenamun is on the wall. I don't know if Carter ever did go to Ai's tomb and look, but I did. And there is no sign of Ankhesenamun. There is a cartouche and a queen, but the cartouche is very short, and Ankhesenamun's name is very long. Ankhesenamun. Ai's first wife, from Tell el Amarna, from the good old days, was named Ti, a very short name. So he's got his first wife depicted as the queen of Egypt, and Ankhesenamun has disappeared totally from history. Now, we don't even have her tomb. Nothing of her has ever been found. Now think about it. And remember I said this is just a theory. It's a murder theory, but I think it's reasonable. What would happen if we have a man is dead at the age of 18, blow to the back of the head. His widow writes saying, I'm afraid, never will I marry a commoner. We then discover that she marries a commoner, and then she disappears from history. I think it's true to say that there would have been an investigation at least. Now, I don't think that I've proven that Tutankhamun was murdered, but let me say what I think is the scenario. I has always been calling the shots for the young children, the vizier. But now Tutankhamun's 18, so is Ankhesenamun, about the age where perhaps he can rule by himself, where he doesn't need I anymore. Ankhesenamun has given birth twice. There are two fetuses inside the tomb of Tutankhamun. Two fetuses, two miscarriages that were buried with them. So we know she's of childbearing age, and if the next one survives, we have a new king of Egypt, and I will no longer be needed. So I think I sees that this is his chance to become king of Egypt, and he better act quickly. So Tutankhamun is somehow dispatched by a blow to the back of the head. Ankhesenamun writes to the Hittite king. The prince we know for sure is murdered. We have the records. And this can't be an easy thing to do. The prince is coming with an entourage. This is a Hittite prince who's going to be king of Egypt. He's murdered. That's one murder for sure. Ankhesenamun disappears from history after saying, I'm afraid. And all of a sudden, I is king of Egypt. I think it's reasonable to think that perhaps Tutankhamun was murdered at the age of 18, and maybe even his widow was murdered. Now, I like to think that there's justice in the world. There is an ancient Egyptian saying that to say the name of the dead is to make them live again. Ai disappears from history, a minor king. He only rules for another 2 years. He's an old man. He's 70, perhaps, when he becomes king. So he disappears, and nobody knows about him. And the one pharaoh whose name everyone knows is Tutankhamun. So maybe, in a sense, he's the one who lives again. I'll see you next time.